Anyway, I mustn't keep you, but that's been lovely. Thank you.
Well, now this material, in the Chifu magazine, they had a lot of, quite an article written by this young lady, on the third culture kids. Have you heard much about that?
No.
Well, it's something that really only became studied, say, about 35, 40 years ago. It wasn't started off by Christians, but there was a Dr. Yuseem and her husband. They had been over to India and they studied the fortunes of all the cultural problems that young people had. And because they had lived overseas for most of their young lives. Debbie did her thesis for the sociology course she did in the Adelaide, what is it? It was in the University of South next door to Adelaide.
University of South Australia?
Yes.
Yeah.
She did her course then. She was the first one, I think, in South Australia to tackle that.
Mm.
And she had quite a bit of difficulty getting recognition for it.
Mm.
But it's become quite a big thing in understanding the problems that missionary kids have.
Mm. Mm.
This is very much up to date. I've copied it out for you, so
thank you.
Have studied that.
Yeah, sounds good.
The thesis, or the concept, is this: missionaries, or business people, army people, and so on, military, and diplomatic people, they go overseas. Their children are then exposed to their home culture, right? They're Australian.
Yes.
They live in China. Mm. That's a second culture.
Mm.
But they form another culture in the school that they have.
Mm.
Our kids actually were four cultures.
Yes.
Because they went to an American school.
Yes.
And American education is not quite the same as Australian.
You've probably bumped
up against that. Mm. When they come back, what are they?
Mm. It's the fifth culture, isn't it?
Well, they come back to their parents' culture.
Yes.
But it's different than theirs.
It's changed in the meantime.
Yes, it's changed.
Mm.
They don't fit in terribly well. And their parents, or the people who sponsored their parents for whatever calling they had, they don't look on the kids as being exposed to other cultures.
No.
And they wonder what these silly kids are doing, you know, the stupid things that they do. And they don't understand that some of the problems are simply a matter of cultural adaptation.
Mm.
Mm. We had quite a lot to do with this in Taiwan. encounters to lecture to the missionary community and to the school communities on the subject. We had a very fine couple in the OMS, lovely Christian people, loved the Lord very much, and they were excellent missionaries. One of their sons went to a Christian university in America, and to the dismay of many people, he took his own life there. I mentioned this in a letter to people back here. I was just suggesting maybe they could pray for him or something like that. The answer came back, it must have been a problem with the missionaries. I sort of developed three lectures here, which I've copied out for you.
Very interesting, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, particularly just thinking about my cousins in Florida, because Ray didn't come out of that system very well, and he really struggled, and he spoke very disparagingly of his father to his children, so they have this image of Stan abandoning them and him and all that sort of those sorts of issues, and so at his funeral the children spoke of his horrible upbringing. And I'll be interested just to read that to see if it gives me some clues to encourage them to see Stan in a different light and the whole situation a little differently.
Yes. As I was thinking about what I could help you with, I think your dad had a bit of trouble too with the second, the stepmother.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. And I don't know the details of it, but looking back on it, quite possibly that was one of the reasons. Because the missionaries didn't understand it. There wasn't terribly much psychological counselling in those days. And it may explain quite a bit. Mine is not an academic study. And what I was concerned about was that when kids come back from the mission field, what are they? They do things which in their third culture out on the field are perfectly normal, but here they're not normal. They come back to churches here where in our case with our children, naively thought, well, Andy's been so good to us and we've got so many friends there, they come back to Andy. But the people who sponsored us had already gone to heaven. And the next people didn't really know us because we weren't here long. There was one time when we had trouble in the work. I've written about it, but I don't think people really understood some of the difficulties we were going through. It cost me 12 years without furlough that time. It didn't matter that much for that, but it affected the attitudes of churches and Christians at home towards the missionary kids. And I think that that's something that really needs a little bit of study.
And that time, would that have been around the time when my parents visited you? You mentioned that here they came, that you appreciated their visit to Taiwan. Would it have been around that time? I just asked that question because I have a memory of my father reporting on that visit to the assembly at Unley. I was still a teenager, I suppose. And he eventually broke down and couldn't continue saying what he was, which as a teenage boy I found a bit embarrassing that my father was not able to get out what he was saying. Now I understand completely, because I think he felt the emotion of the situation and the need, and I suspect he wasn't given the support at Unley to help with that need, and so at the end of the meeting he just couldn't finish what he was saying, which was unusual, but it's just the memory I have.
That would be round about the late 1970s, mid 70s, would it be?
Well, it'd be 60s.
60s, maybe.
Yeah, 60s. Yes.
Well, that time we'd been out 25 years. Now, things have changed on the mission field. What I'm saying is not sort of criticism, but when Father went out, travel and so on was so limited that he would not have expected anybody from home to have come out. When we went out, it was shipping was quite easy. Travel out in China was much, much easier, and there was the beginning of air and so on, air travel. Your parents were the only people from home that visited us. We had one or two others, sort of official things, but These are not things that we're being critical about.
Yeah,
but
I
just say what the problems were. But looking back on things now, I can see that it just made me wonder, and I didn't know whether I was sticking my neck out here, but whether that had any influence on your dad and Ray, that they were not understood, and that quite possibly people who should have counseled them from the mission point of view didn't really understand them either.
Yes. Well, I think that's a distinct possibility. So I'll enjoy reading that. But I think, as we know, God is good, and by His grace He enabled Harold to overcome a lot of those things, and Ray too. I shared with the church at Unley Park after I'd been over to the funeral that we'd been praying for it since I was a little boy. We were praying for Uncle Ray, and I shared with the church that I think those prayers were answered in the latter years. There's a lot went on in between where he turned right away from the Lord and was anti anything, but he softened, and I'm sure the Lord touched him, and he was his wife was miraculously brought to the Lord some years ago, and so she was praying for him too. And so I think perhaps that the Lord dealt with Ray through Shirley, his wife, and so I'm sure towards the end he came back to the Lord as well. And I'm really interested to read a little letter that he wrote to another uncle here in Australia when he was in Chifu, Raymond, writing about receiving the Lord. So I haven't sent that letter to Shirley yet, but I will, because I'm sure that'll be an encouragement to her.
Yes, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I don't want to...
One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this book at all? From Manfred de Mau?
I don't know.
Now, this was written by one of my classmates, Phyllis Bannon. Phyllis Bannon Woodworth. She took quite a lot of trouble in developing the thing. Now, her father was an Irishman. Her mother was from Queensland. And they met on the field. Her mother died, and his father married again, another Australian from Queensland, I think from Queensland or Northern New South Wales. But she, in getting material for the book, she was able to draw on these, on the mission archives, letters that they'd written, articles that they had written, and so on. You can take this piece. It'll help you to understand the sort of the conditions that were behind your Stanley's work as a missionary, and also she mentions a little bit about some other things, which, like the time the kids were, the Shanghai party, they're coming down the river from Shanghai, they got out to sea a little bit, and they were pirated. I don't know whether your dad was in that at all.
I didn't hear that story.
You never heard that one?
No.
We were in Hong Kong at that time. And of course, it was all exciting to us. But the fact that she was able to get all this material from the mission, and maybe after you've studied it up a little bit, if you have contacts with them, I don't know where the mission headquarters are now. It's in Sydney, I think. But apparently they're willing to let go of some information.
Well, yes, thank you. That would be a clue, certainly.
The book is fairly heavy reading. I think you'll like it, though.
Is this your only copy? Or
no, I have another. I've got several copies from him, because... When I read my copy, I said, well, this has to go around to a lot of other people too. If you've got a sort of a missionary interest out in Hundley Park, you can share it with them.
Can I pay you for it? Because
don't need to.
Very kind of you. And I just noticed on here that you said Betty was promoted to glory on October 28th.
Yes.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
She a few days beforehand, she was just suddenly began to fail. See, your dad's birthday was on the 26th, and I was on the 27th. And she went to glory on the 28th.
Is Don still alive?
Yes.
They were living in eastern states somewhere?
They were living up in Queensland. Oh, the family had moved up there. Mm. Their kids had gone up.
So Darlene and... forget the other daughter.
Beverly.
Beverly.
Beverly. Coralie.
Coralie.
Yes. Darlene was the youngest of the girls. Then.
So they are all, the three girls were in Queensland. Have they got families up there?
Very sadly, and this is to do with the problems of the MKs.
Mm.
The son, something happened in the marriage that he made, but she would not have any contact with them at all, and he couldn't.
Mm.
He never. It was for about 10 more years. Didn't see his parents at all.
Oh, was it David? Is that is his name?
Derek.
Derek, that's right.
But why do these things happen? Well,
yeah.
I think you might get some answers to this.
Well, anyway,
you're on holidays, you've got some holiday reading.
Yes, thank you so much.